Dave and Dejanovic. The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
Greg Skordison today for Dave Noriega. We're going to be talking to Andy and Steve in just a moment. Because from 11 to 1, they take over the microphones with the movie show. What's the last movie you saw, Greg?
Oh, boy. I can't even think of what the last movie I saw was.
So the question of the day. Hi, guys. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. Your question of the day is, remind me, isn't it about music and movies?
Yes. Well, you know, so this is where it came about. So The Fall Guy is the big movie of the week, right? And it's based on an 80s TV show. And I spent the whole movie waiting for the Fall Guy theme song to somehow be used in it. And they didn't use it till the credits.
Dang it.
But Steve was impressed that I knew most of the words to the Fall Guy theme song, even though it's from 40 years ago.
So, guys, I have a clip of that. Let me play for you.
That's me, Colt Sievers. And this is my hero's journey. Okay, I'm not the hero of this story.
Oh.
I'm just a stunt
guy. I'm getting chills. I love that song. And that's the theme song?
No, the theme song is the Fall Guy that Lee Majors used to sing.
It's kind of a country.
But that
thing.
Is a good song in the clip. It is. It's kind of a country sounding thing, as many TV shows were in the early 80s. So, but we got thinking, what is a song in a movie that was just so perfect that you can never associate it with anything else? Now, the Fall Guy is obvious because it's the Fall Guy, and what else are you going to associate it with? But there's other songs from other movies that are just, you hear the song and you think of that movie.
So we're going to let Greg go first since he's our guest today. Greg.
Okay, we're going to play a soundbite for you, and you have to tell us what movie this reminds you of.
Okay. I got it.
You ready?
Fantasia.
Robert Duvall, On the Beach of Vietnam. Yeah. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Name that movie.
Apocalypse Now.
There you go.
I was thinking a Disney kind of a movie, but Greg was going much darker and older.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Okay, I've got one for you. Hold on. I got to find it. I'm going to play my obvious one first that I'll never unsee.
When did it end? All the enjoyment.
Barbie. I love this song.
But that's the one you pick of all those songs in Barbie? That's the one you associate with Barbie?
It's a beautiful song.
I think Billie Eilish and her brother did an awesome job writing that song. But let me take you
back. They won the Oscar for it. So.
Yeah, they did. They did an awesome job. But this is even how they wrote it. They went and saw the movie first. They had a screening of it. And then they went home. And I think they wrote it in just a matter of hours. And they just knocked it out of the park. It's a beautiful song. But this is, I want to take you back to the 80s with this one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Greg?
Okay.
Which one is it?
Flashdance.
Oh, right.
Don't you cry when you hear that song? Just thinking about that moment when she nails it on the dance recital.
I love that. I love that movie. I love the song. I was sad when she passed away. The singer, Irene Cara.
Cara.
I said Cara, but maybe it's Cara. How about this one, guys? This is a song I've always hated.
You hated this song?
It's a great movie genre, but it's a terrible song.
You guys like it?
But it has the beat. It gets you excited.
And when you hear that song, you know that the mood of the movie is about to change.
Your producer, our former producer, he left the show. He decided he's had enough of me, so he left Gustavo. I had to ask him yesterday. He's probably saying, no, that's not true. I had to ask him yesterday. I don't even remember what movie that was from. I just didn't remember.
It's Rocky III.
It's Rocky All, wasn't it?
Yeah,
no, Rocky. It's Rocky III.
Didn't you think there should be
Gonna Fly Now is in the first one.
Oh, that's right.
I think there should be a band. There should have been a band after the second Rocky. I think most, what do they call it?
Whoa, Deb.
Prequels.
No. Whoa.
How many Rockies were there? Five?
Rocky ended the Cold War, Deb. Rocky ended the Cold War.
I will break you.
How about this one?
That's a good one. Back to the Future.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are good. See, I didn't know that one. I really didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why we host the movie show, I think.
So quick takes on Fall Guy without giving too much away, guys, because I know you're coming up in about 4 minutes here.
It's fun. And Deb, can you believe it? This is officially the start of summer movie season.
What?
First weekend in May is now summer movie season.
It's kind of like we start celebrating Christmas around Halloween. That's sort of that same idea.
It's called Creep, and it's there. But I thought it was, I mean, just generally, it was fun.
Yeah, it's a good time, no question.
Okay, is it worth seeing this weekend? Like, do I need to, you know, knock people out of the way to get
to... Do you like Ryan Gosling?
I really think he did so well. I thought he was amazing in Barbie.
Yeah, I'll always associate that song with Barbie now since I saw them do that.
A Matchbox 20
cover. Yep. But no, he plays it with the same fun attitude that he played Ken and Barbie. That's one of the things I liked about it, was the way he just seems to be enjoying himself. And it really translates to me as a viewer. Yeah.
And he and Emily Blunt get along famously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Aren't they married?
No.
No.
Oh,
Emily
not?
Blunt's married to John Krasinski from The Office.
Yeah. Oh,
and Ryan
right.
Gosling's married to Eva Mendes.
Actually, they're not married.
They're not. Oh.
Who's not? John and
Eva? Eva. I thought they got married.
Eva and Ryan are, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my goodness. Sure.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. Let's see. Greg, what's the legal website to look up people? No, I'm just kidding.
They're all legit.
You guys are fun. I love listening to you from 11 to 1. I'm going to go sit over across the street in the Crown Burger line and listen to y'all. So have a good weekend. Have a great movie show. I love what you guys are doing with the show. It's super fun. You got lots of great energy. Look forward to your, what do you call them? Reviews. I was going to say evaluations and assessments.
Evaluations.
Our breakdowns.
Of the Fall Guy.
And thanks for picking up on Apocalypse Now. That was good. You guys are young, and I didn't know that you'd remember that one, but that was great.
That's adorable.
Well, some of us are young on this show.
All right. Greg and I are going to spend the next 30 seconds chit-chatting about what's coming up at 1 o'clock today. GOP nominee for governor Phil Lyman and his wannabe lieutenant governor in court today. Greg, your quick takes on that.
Arguments in front of the judge on whether or not his lieutenant governor can and will be on the ballot for the June 25th primary are being heard by a third district court judge at 1 o'clock today. Hopefully we'll get a ruling today. I mean, the judge has had all the briefing, all the arguments, all the pleadings presented to him, and I think they're just going to sort of make their final push to the judge, and whether he issues a ruling today or in the future, this has to be done fairly quickly because the ballots are going out.
Quick 10 seconds. If he doesn't get a ruling in his favor, or if the state doesn't get a ruling in their favor,
somebody
what happens?
Might go up to the Supreme Court, the Utah Supreme Court. This is state law, state constitution that drives this. Nothing to do nationally.
Okay.
We'll decide.
Well, I'll be tuning in this afternoon to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News because I want to know exactly what happens with this hearing and how this shakes out for Phil Lyman and Lane Bangeter. So make sure you're tuning in and also checking us out online at kslnewsradio.com.